588-6593 and on Facebook. All right. So here we go. Listen, I'm sitting in Brad's producing chair today. Derek's running late. We did recruit some help, but I'm also coming off Ludacris and Ja Rule, and you can hear it in my voice. So I say all that to say, set your expectations for tonight's show very, very, very low. Okay? You got that? Now that we're all on the same page, let's do the show, shall we, boys?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Got you.
We're talking about practice.
It's going to be a terrible show, everyone, so just get ready.
Just get ready.
Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Oh, man. You know, it just occurred to me. I love our studio here at KZFR, right in the heart of downtown Chico. And I believe it's the largest radio studio north of San Francisco and south of Seattle.
Really?
That's a lot. But yeah. Here's what I don't love. What's up with this raggedy
1995 keyboard?
Why would you put such a loud keyboard right underneath the main microphone?
It's like a typewriter.
I have worked here for 10 years now, and I've never once thought about this. But it just occurred to me, this is a poor design. We need to get better. We need a Bluetooth, you know.
Yeah, those wireless ones are smooth.
Yes, man. Yes, yes. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for it today. You are in for it today. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jerome. As always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki. As you hear, just the sound of crickets. He's on the way. Fortunately, filling in from him, for him. Oh my God, it's going to be rough. We got a real Italian, the Italian stallion, Chef Spilly J, Will Tomasini, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Long time no see, like I never left.
Yeah, I mean, how long has it been since you've been on the show? Probably about a year, huh?
No, less than that.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Oh, World Cup. I think you were on for the World Cup, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. That's, we'll say what? Six, 7 months?
Seven months.
Yeah, too long. Too long. Yeah. We have your resident degenerate, because if you can't spin it, take it. That's Rudy.
Let's go, baby.
Like I said, today is going to be a rough show. Your boy's on very little sleep. Let me tell you, okay, before... We got the intros out of the way. Before we get into it, whenever anyone's out on the show, the dynamic changes. When I have to produce and host,
it's really off.
It gets thrown off a little bit. Usually not this bad, but when I have to produce, host, I had 4 back-to-back meetings coming off a night where I saw Ludacris and Ja Rule and didn't get home till 1 in the morning. This is a recipe for disaster. I think this is going to be all-time Hall of Fame poop-worthy show. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Again, we're here. So
expectations are low. Let's do this. All right, so listen. Rudy's been on a cold streak of sorts.
More than a cold streak, dude.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Okay. So you know how every gambler is really superstitious. Mm-hmm. You know, certain things have to happen a certain way. You drive down the same road. You put on 2 different socks, blah, blah, long story short. For the past 2 damn weeks on this show, our show, we haven't done our picks, my picks at all. And you know what happened the past 2 weeks? Your boy, whatever I'm betting on, just do the complete opposite because, wow. Oh,
it's that bad, huh?
My, I mean, third down, I paid my bookie 37 units, $100 a unit, so do the math. But, I mean, I've been thankfully, I've been on a heater for the past 4 or 5 months. Golfing has been really well, good for me, but past two tournaments, zero. Baseball was where I turn me down.
That was your bread and butter season.
Baseball is what killed me this week.
Mm.
Friday night, I had the Twins straight up.
The Twinkies.
Against the Royals on Friday night. And what happens? They're down. They go into extras. Walk-off grand slam for the Royals.
Oh, wow.
Same night. And this is when I was already down heavy. I'm like, all right, dude, I need to drop some money so I could at least, you know, cut my losses in half. Same night, Yankees money line. Gerrit Cole, the ace, maybe a Cy Young winner this year.
Yeah, he's pitching his heart out.
Yeah, he is dealing. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter who he's pitching against. 0-0 game. Walk-off, solo home run in the bottom of the ninth. Back-to-back walk-offs in one night when I'm dropping, you know, 5 units a game. Saturday comes around. I'm like, Saturday comes around. I'm like, all right, Tony Fennell is my only hope. I got him at plus 1,700. I dropped a unit on him. Mm-hmm. So do the math. You know, cut my losses in half again. So you know what? Being the degenerate I am, no, I'm not going to break even. I want to make some money this week. I dropped another $300 on him at plus 900.
Smart.
And what does he do? Nothing at all. I mean, yeah, I blame the show. I blame my producer.
Yeah.
I blame everyone.
Yep.
Derek, Brad, I'm looking at you.
Totally fair.
I get 90 seconds a week, and I didn't get him at all.
Well,
the
I
past
think
2 weeks.
Okay, so Brad is officially the producer and stat man around here. But as my job as host, I should be getting to you. I need to tee you up. I need to get you.
It's all good.
I need to get you some looks, man. I need to get you some looks, and I haven't. And so that's why we're in this predicament.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Okay. Tell your bank account I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm still playing with house money, but still, that was by far the biggest hit I've ever had in my betting career.
Mm.
So it's all good. It's a new week, and
you live to fight another day.
Yeah, but knowing the stretch that we're on, we're probably going to forget my picks again, and then we're going to be back to the same story next Monday. So
that's not going to happen. We got a positivity.
We'll see. I'm not holding my breath, right? Dude?
Okay, so you're telling the audience when we get to your picks, don't bank on them. Don't take these to the bank.
Oh no, take these bank. You know, 100%.
Oh
no, it's a new money. Yeah, what I'm
we're
saying,
good now.
We're good, but okay. What I'm saying is that we're probably going to forget to do my picks again.
I will not.
Okay, we'll see.
We will see.
I was just telling them how my epic failure in sports betting the past 2 weeks were, but it's all good.
They heard.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the sultry sounds of Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
Thank you for joining us, sir. I'm glad you're here just in time. Did you have anything else on gambling?
Oh, yeah, side note, yes. Shout out to my cousin, Rosalind.
Yes,
she passed inspections on her new project that she had on her house.
So let's go.
She is now renting that bad boy out. So
there we go.
You, girl. Hard work pays off. Let's go.
I love that for her. I love that. Her getting a project approved made a shout out on the radio.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Everyone else in the world right now, they're so happy for Roz.
They should be. Hard work pays off every time.
Every time when they go when they're eating tonight, they're gonna be thanking Roz.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, Roz.
Thank goodness,
Roz. Great gal.
Yeah, she's been working hard.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
So we appreciate you getting that out there
and
making us aware.
Yes.
We do appreciate Rosalind for listening.
Yes.
She is an avid listener.
Every week.
Of course, we appreciate
it. I would say that's probably
the most shout-outs I've given on the show.
No, you've given shout-outs before, but I'm wondering, I was thinking about it because we've done plenty of birthday shout-outs, but when I really think about it, this is actually worth more than a birthday, right? So, like, we're going to shout out people for just being alive and making it another year, I feel like it's fair to start shouting out people for passing inspections and projects and whatnot.
Yeah.
I've actually I've swung the
That's
other way.
That's more impressive. Yeah. Staying alive is not as impressive as passing an inspection. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, it's becoming increasingly impressive in this country.
Exactly.
Specifically in this state.
Oh, you woke up today? Oh, okay. Yeah. Not that tough. All right. We all did it.
I did.
Except the ones that didn't.
We're all here.
They don't care, though.
We're all here right now, so we all made it through another day.
Derek, you were on this this story about this man turning himself into a border collie months ago, weren't you?
Possibly. It sounds like a story I would definitely bring up.
Wait, this is real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't see it. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
I was really hoping
this guy paid $20,000 a Japanese man to transform himself.
Oh, yes. Into, yes. Yeah, it sounds more and more.
Yes. I believe you did this story about two or 3 months ago.
Sounds something.
And
like
it's
that.
Now just going viral. So, again, TBP breaking news stories.
So whenever I can see them, I'm going to get them, you know?
Breaking stories, and that's before they happen. That's Derek for you.
Stories don't even have to happen for me to tell you a story, okay?
What can I was I say? There. I was there.
I am a conjurer.
Derek,
of stories.
Do you want to take us on a walk through baseball?
Let's do it.
Tour of sorts.
We'll walk around the bases, shall we?
Nah, I like it. We're still workshopping this.
Yeah, we'll
have it in time for playoffs.
What can I say? I think that might be it. Working around the bases. We'll walk around them right now.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for some music for some reason.
Right there.
Perfect time.
That's
but no, there's not any
we
music
don't
at
have
all.
Any we
this
should
is how
get
we do.
Some baseball music.
Yeah, you know,
some old
take me out to the ball game action. But yes, the world of baseball is fast and furious right now because right now, tomorrow, well, not right now, tomorrow
hold
is
on,
the trade
hold
deadline.
Hold on,
do you
hold
have
on.
Something there?
I don't know. I have a playlist. We're gonna find out if it's any good. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That'll be nice. That won't be distracting at all. That being said,
we're
trade deadline is tomorrow, and moves are happening fast and furiously, but at the same point in time, they're not happening fast and furiously. It's all of the above and not happening. It's so crazy, but fun at the same point in time. We'll start going over the big names that have been moved already. Max Scherzer, he has left the Mets. He is on the Rangers right now. That was expected to happen as the Mets have had a floundering season. Love to see it. Shouts to all the Met fans out there. Ha ha! And they're on the fire sale script right now where they also traded their closer. Robertson is out as well from them. So Scherzer out, Robertson out. They're probably getting rid of Verlander as well. Many teams are in on him. Dodgers and Houston are the top two landing spots.
Do you think the Dodgers will get him?
No.
It's going to be tough just because, one, he's a 2017 Astro, so that's always going to be an asterisk on the people in there, and we don't like them.
Oh, wow.
You know, like those people.
you guess hate those people.
Yeah, we usually stone them to death if in our fantasies right there. Other than that, we have made the move for Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly, bringing him back from the White Sox. The White Sox are in a whole fire sale mode right now. They also shipped off Lucas Giolito and one of their relievers to Anaheim, of all places. Shouts to Anaheim Angels. Wow. That's what we got to do. I'm going to focus on there for a minute. The whole world was looking at Anaheim Angels to implode, which they usually do. Why? Because it's run by one of those inept owners by the name of Art Moreno. I've talked about him before. Don't like the guy.
Probably there's still time.
There's time, but he still should have gotten rid of. One, we should have gotten rid of Art Moreno. Two, they should have gotten rid of Shohei Ohtani last year. But three, they're actually going for it, and I respect them for going for it right now. That's something I got to commend them to because they are giving it to the fans, a fan base that has been showing out for them this year. Yeah. Why? Because they do have the number one player in all the world.
Right.
All the world has ever seen. He is the best this world has ever seen up to this point. Babe Ruth can get on his knees and pray to God that he can everywhere get halfway to close to what Shohei ever was, is, or will be. Shohei is that right now, and they have it. So I got to give a shout out to the Angels for actually going for it, as they did trade for that extra starter, Lucas Giolito, probably being the premier arm on the market, along with the extra reliever. And they did big yesterday as they went after CJ Cron and Ronald Gittrick from the Colorado Rockies. Two big bats to add into their lineup because right now they don't have Mike Trout. And two, they just lost Taylor Ward to the 60-day IL. Ew. To a nasty ball to the face from good old Alex Manoa, who can't find him hit the broadside of a barn at this point.
Yeah, those extreme rockets his head.
Yeah.
So it's a tough place right now for the world of baseball. But it's also exciting as well because teams can add a certain piece that can be the one thing that takes them on and crowns them champions. You Giants, you know it well. You've added the likes of a Marco Scudero that has done wonders for that squad.
Yep.
You also added the likes of A.J. Pollock this time around right now. Ex-Dodger coming over from Seattle
Dude
has done
sucks,
it.
Though.
He's not that good, but at the same point in time, I hate seeing ex-Dodgers on Giants. Teams.
Everyone does.
Like, I don't want to see it. I think there should be a ban.
Like Jock Peterson.
If you ever want one of us, you can't go to the other one.
Yeah, I agree.
Other than, I mean, Jock Peterson, I can slightly understand because we did draft him, but two, he is from Palace, that area. He's from Northern California. He's from the Bay Area.
But still, though.
He wanted to go home. I can somewhat give that respect, but that being said, I don't want to see you wearing both those jerseys.
Likewise.
You know, it's disgusting.
It's weird.
No. You can't cross
it
town.
It shouldn't happen.
No.
It's like Barcelona and Real Madrid. Those players should never interact.
Never. Yeah. They should never happen.
AC Milan, Inter Milan never should interact.
And you're a blood. You can never be a Crip. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right?
It's never going to happen.
You bleed in, you bleed out.
Can I just say something real quick about the Mets?
Yes.
I just want to say, since they traded Scherzer, he's owed $58 million over the next year and a half. The Mets, as good as they are going to pick up $35.5 million of that salary.
Oh!
$35.5 million. And then the person that they got back, which is Ronald Acuna Jr.'s brother, already is asking for a trade. That's where they're
at. Unbelievable.
The Mets are known as being, at least their minor league system, their developing system, as trash.
Trash.
They don't have it at all. They're an organization, unfortunately, that I understand what Steve Cohen is trying to do. He's an avid fan of it who just happens to have $1 billion, billions on billions of dollars. He's willing to spend it on this dumpster fire. But you need to change it from the ground right now. This whole thing is awful. Unfortunately, you can get all you want into the major league system and see what you got and get all the coaches right now. But if you don't have any ways to sustain more than just 1 year, which they had that last year when they brought in all those super studs from the Chris Bassetts, they brought in that Mark Canis, who they actually just traded away as well.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Today. Where did he go?
I can't remember the Cubs.
That Candelario as well from Washington. So the Cubs are going for it. Shouts to the Cubs as well, who are giving it a nice little run,
9-game win streak. Right?
I mean, they swept the Cardinals, which pretty much gave them all the wind in their sails to keep it going.
The Cardinals won yesterday.
Either way, they had a nice little series.
Yeah, they're
doing well.
They're looking good.
The likes of Cody Bellinger and Marcus Stroman are still going to be Cubs. So, shouts to Cody Bellinger finding that swing again, and shouts to the Cubs for giving him that chance. And I'm mad at the Dodgers for shipping him off, but keeping some people around. That being said, I won't get too far into that right there. But again, the Dodgers, like I said, we are in that market as well. We did bring back in Kike Hernandez and traded away Thor, thank goodness. Noah Syndergaard, who have been worthless of an arm.
What do you have, a 7 ERA?
7.5 right? I think that's being generous. For the Indians.
Yeah.
He's pitching so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pitching right now.
All those power pitchers from the Mets, honestly, DeGrom is the only one that held on, but he had Tommy John surgery this year. The rest of them, they're gone.
And
what was his name? Zach Wheeler? He had a couple decent seasons.
Zach Wheeler's still dealing with Philly.
He's all right.
He's good.
But that big three rotation that came together that took whatever MLB by storm there for a couple years or whatever. They all frailed out. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
Well, they all got injured too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And what was his name? Matt Harvey. Thank you.
Dark Knight. He fell off the hardest out of everyone.
That would be an awesome 30.
But that would have been if they ever did pan out, that would have been amazing to see that
great rotation.
But again, it was the Mets.
Yes, the Mets.
And they don't have the ability to develop
or City Field
a golden arm when given it. They don't know what to do with it. they look at it with awe and then just all right, go up. That's it. They have no idea.
Good luck, sport.
Yeah.
Get out there, son.
Good little pat on the backside. And you get him, Tiger. Yeah.
We trust you.
Yeah. So that's your right now. The Yankees are in a pretty tough spot as well. They're not looking too hot. They're getting their behinds kicked right now by Tampa Bay as we speak, and they just got Judge back. They hadn't had him for a long time, and they have been absolutely garbage without him. So, to Yankee fans, ha. Another one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're holding on also. They're 3.5 out from the wild card, I believe. So, they have an outside shot at that. It just depends. It's incredible to see how much, especially on a baseball team, that guy just changes the dynamic of that team so much.
If they don't have him, they have zero chance.
None.
Yeah.
Like, you can't trust them at all. They're like a 500 team at best. You know what I mean?
But speaking of keeping the AL East, got to give a shout out to the Baltimore Orioles, though, as they are now leading that division, as they went on a nice little tear.
They look nice.
And Tampa Bay has gone on anything but that. The Orioles are doing a fantastic job of having that young talent finally come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what happens when you get like first round picks every single time.
And develop them and don't trade them away. You know?
Just like the Astros back, you know, like yeah, 8 years exactly. ago. They were trash for 4 or 5 years, but all those players that they brought up and see them now, besides the cheating and all that BS, what happened, it's crazy. That's if you take always... the time to grow up from ground up, like you said, you will be successful.
And it is unfortunate that we had that cheating scandal against the Astros and I will always be there just because they were a good squad.
Great squad.
You know? Yeah, really. Like, why did you have to go to that length? So why did you have to tarnish that series? A team that... Okay, I don't want to go again. We're not going there. We're not going there. Okay, we're staying up here right now. So, again, you Giants had yourselves a fantastic series as well against the Boston Red Sox. So you guys swept them as well, correct? You guys
Two out of three.
2 out of 3 against them.
Both were walk-offs, right?
Both were walk-offs.
Back-to-back walk-offs.
Boston puts up a good fight, though. Boston is a fun team. They have a lot of ex-Dodgers on there. We're pretty much a mixture. Dodgers and Boston right now, we're a mixture of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, hey, we'll take each other. We're like
swingers
right
now. We'll take two of those, and we'll take one of
yours. Just switch coasts.
Yeah, that's all it is right now. We're flip-floppermans over here. And then the Padres are the team that is a lot of teams are looking at, especially at this trade deadline, because they should be going for it. They should not be in this position to begin with. A team that is six back in the wild card, nine back in the NL West, maybe eight at this point
in
time.
I love seeing it.
I do, too. It is fantastic. They were a team that came in with all the brash and bravado that you could ever have without ever having won anything.
Exactly.
And their colors are pee and poop. So that's something that you always have to realize. And it's just like, pee and poop.
And their
City
Connect jerseys might be one of the most atrocious things.
They're like in Miami. It is in Miami.
It is very slick on them. Some people are very much into them.
No.
But I think if you don't like them, you don't like that. If you don't like that team, you don't like that color.
Exactly.
Those are trying to be too much. And I get it. San Diego is a fantastic town. I would love to live there. But they still have a team that can make a run at it. They can get a string of things going together if it comes together properly, because that lineup is otherworldly disgusting. So can't count them out completely.
No. Blake Snell does lead the league in ERA, but at a record of 8-8. So it tells you that he has no support when he's on the mound at all.
Yeah, they have been terrible with their run support.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have a very good starting rotation from Blake Snell.
And on paper, this should be right up there with everybody else. But they can't put it together, man. Like,
all you need is a couple good weeks.
For sure.
All you need is like a 10-game stretch of like 8-2
baseball
spurt.
Absolutely.
You're back in it. Mm-hmm. Back in the thick of things.
Absolutely right.
And these are the last 2 months of it. So get ready, y'all. It's a lot of teams are vying for spots.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of teams are vying for it, so it's super very exciting, especially with tomorrow that deadline happening. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a lot of names being moved, not the big ones you were expecting. Obviously, Shohei is not going anywhere. People had the idea of maybe Nolan Arenado moving from St. Louis. He's not going anywhere, but you're still going to see the name, some bigger names out there.
Yeah, there's going to be one big name.
Verlander is probably on his way someplace else. So the Dodgers obviously need another arm. They'll be looking for something. But the likes of Jordan Montgomery, he's already gone, and he's in St. Louis. So tomorrow is going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball is really heating up. So if you haven't been paying attention to baseball because you think it's too long of a sport,
good
do it now. Now's the time.
Yep.
Now's the time to get on.
This is when I jump in.
Every
year.
Yeah. And the Giants fans, for everyone up there, this is a great time right now. You guys have a fun team.
Yeah.
A team that is making a run that's rather unexpected, very similar to 2 years ago. So it could be that type of situation yet again. But it's going to be even better because we've got more teams involved in this wild card.
Competing for the spots,
Competing for spots. And the NL West is still up for grabs at this point.
Yeah,
Arizona's. It's wide open.
Arizona's right there as well.
So made some moves themselves today.
And the Dodgers have been playing like crap. So, and I'm always Mr. Debbie Downer.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it.
Burn them at the stakes, all of them.
No.
Off of their heads, Dave Roberts.
Leave them cakes.
You know what's bizarre about the Padres is I believe they have, going into today, a plus 63 run differential. And to be hovering around 500 this late in the season and to have a plus 63 run differential is... It's just an odd,
Damn.
Yeah.
They probably have had a couple games where they just smoked people blow like people 15 out. To 4
well,
or something.
Well, they did blow the Giants out in Mexico. Is it 20, like 20 to 10?
Yeah.
20 to 5 or whatever.
Well, that's 10 of them right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus
10.
Plus 63, 52 and 54 is their current record right now. Well, looking at as well, kind of another team very similar. The Cubs, 53 and 52 at a plus 57 run differential. So there are teams out there that it's not over. Cincinnati, blew the Dodgers out of the water this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, they did.
It was pathetic showing from us. Elly De Cruz is still a nasty.
He is
awesome.
And we haven't got our shine yet. Again, if Atlanta does not win the World Series this year, it's a complete and utter bust.
Atlanta is soon to be on my no betting list.
Atlanta, depending on what happens, is disgusting.
Well, we got a Braves fan in the building.
Exactly. So poop soup over there. I hope everything bad on them. Right? Like, thanks, seriously, man. I hate that team.
Bottom of six, bases loaded. So.
All right, let's get it.
So
if not,
let's hit a slam.
I'm going to smell my liver, my lung, and whatever you need in my body parts. They're going to take.
On the Atlanta?
I got Atlanta tonight. Money line.
You got them big?
And by two.
Do you have a future bid on anybody yet?
On baseball?
Do you do futures at all?
Not really, but I'm going to do some for the NFL coming up.
Futures are fun.
Futures would be fun, man.
Let's just jump. I think collectively as a show, we should jump on a few futures for the NFL.
I'm down, 100%. Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah,
100%. It gives us something to root for throughout the season.
Well, the way I see it, a future for me is like golf because the odds are crazy big.
Exactly.
You know, so that's, but it's different for the NFL, the baseball, because you have to wait, 8 months.
Yeah.
Like, you got to obviously look at one that's going to be your best money bet.
Yeah.
Something that's like, I want to actually make it worth my while if they actually make it and, be exciting for me. Because I wouldn't be, thinking about it. I feel like the entire year you kind of forget about it. You're just like, oh, they made it. Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, I made that bet?
Yeah.
Speaking of the NFL, we're 38 days out, boys.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm ready.
Is that the first game or preseason game?
No, that's the first game. Preseason game is on
tomorrow.
Thursday.
Browns and someone
Jets.
Else. Browns, Jets.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks is happening right now. That's coming up soon. Is that coming up this Sunday? Is that this Sunday?
It should be either this Sunday or next Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually after the first preseason game, right?
Yeah, it should be this Sunday.
So it should be after next week then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll watch the first week, then realize how bad it is, and then I'll just give up on it.
Have you watched Quarterback at all?
I just finished the whole series.
Yeah. Oh, you finished the whole thing?
Yeah. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
The only thing that really, it's a great show, follows Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, and
Marcus Mariota.
Mariota as well. Great show, behind the scenes for the whole nine yards. The only thing that ticked me off about it is how Patrick Mahomes' wife, how the whole world hates her. I hated her because she's annoying and this and that. She's actually not that bad.
I had the same exact takeaway.
I had
the exact same takeaway. One, she's not a gold digger because they were high school sweethearts. Uh-huh. And then he was pursuing her,
their friends,
all that stuff. And watching the show, I'm like, you know what?
And she played soccer too.
Yeah,
she got a bad rap.
She got a bad rap,
and they own the MLS team.
Yes,
right?
She doesn't help herself at times.
No, for sure. I would say just stay as far away from Jackson Mahomes as possible.
They only show him once or twice.
Yeah,
which he did a great job on.
The other person I would say was Kirk Cousins. It made me like Kirk Cousins a lot.
Same here, too.
Yeah.
Will and I have a thing for him that we can't.
I don't like
fantasy football.
Yeah, you're not going to get a good down guy whatsoever. But this is
he's actually a really good guy.
He's the most unbecoming, NFL star.
He's ultimate dad quarterback.
Yeah.
But if you haven't checked it out, go check it out.
He does make a lot of noises, which are rather annoying. It's like, yo, man, just I get it. You gotta give it to him. I know you're dying, internal bleeding right now, but shut up.
I'm pretty sure he broke the record for getting the most hit last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Cousins. He was getting drilled last year.
He was getting demolished, bro.
It is something you don't kind of quite realize if you don't really play the sport, just how much that position gets brutalized.
Every other play, just getting knocked.
Everyone's coming to crush you.
At full speed?
Everyone.
And they're all monsters.
Yeah.
At full speed.
Yeah.
The biggest guys on their team are trying to get you.
The biggest guys on the team are trying to hit the smallest. They're the biggest men in America.
At his best shape in their lives.
Yes.
At their peak performance.
Yes.
And they're going in to destroy it.
Their entire mentality is kill.
Kill.
It is contained
aggression.
It is such a wild, wild sport that football is. It's crazy that it's legal.
Yeah,
it really is.
Breed us to become the best country in the world. That's why we're World War II.
That's true. That's right. That is
honestly 100%.
That's so right.
We were playing football when they were playing football.
Yeah.
And look who won.
And guess who we sent over to World War II to fight.
The guys who were just playing football.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the high school days. Yeah.
That's why we defeated the Nazis.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's right.
Bunch of savages over there.
Baby. Yeah. They're playing football with their little feet. And we're throwing hand grenades. All right.
Hellmakers, baby.
Yeah. All right.
USA. USA.
Let's go.
Oh, man. I think, the NFL is responsible. I'm pretty sure that's fact. NFL is indeed responsible for why we are number one. Let's take a quick break here. Or not. There we go. If the computer wants to catch up at any point today. All right. Remind y'all. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. People-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Jero, Derek, Rude Dog, Spilly J, all in the building today. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Guys, please do not let me end the show without talking about Jonathan Taylor and Jim Irsay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have to get into that story because it's wild.
Weird. I mean, it's Jim Irsay. The guy's crazy.
Yeah, the guy got caught. Didn't he get popped with like 25 racks in cash?
Something like
and
that,
a bunch of different prescription pills?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't think he went to jail.
No, of course not.
White privilege, baby.
Of course.
Shouts to his white privilege.
I'm pretty sure Jim Irsay is known on the block as being one of those very generous rich guys that's just like willing to hand out cash to people. So I think he's just not known to just carry duffel bags with them just like as tips.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've heard this on a couple of podcasts.
Or at least he is now.
Yeah.
Like, whenever he goes, like, I got to really commit to this bit now.
Right? Yeah. Either way, I've also heard, like, if you're a super rich person, you're not like that. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
You know, like billions of dollars are going to tip out 10%.
Come like, Tiger Woods is a cheap person out there, but Phil Mickelson, not.
I've heard the same thing about Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger Shaq, like gives out, like he tells him like how much you want to tip.
Shaq is the most. He's the ultimate giver.
He's awesome.
Ultimate giver. Yeah. So many videos of him just going to Home Depot.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna buy that wash and dryer? It's on me.
Like $1,000 to you is like $20 bill to you.
Less than that.
But like $1,000 to anybody else is like, oh my god. I can do whatever I want now.
I think selfishly, that would be me being unselfish because I was so wealthy is one of the things I would enjoy the most, right? Like, you're just out, you meet a nice couple, and you just pick up their tab. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like, I would love to do that for people. You know, go to a car lot and be like, hey, you want that little buddy, you little broke boy?
The next 10 cars that people that want in are on me. Boom,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it'd be fun. You know, or even just like occasionally when I'm driving back to the Bay, this doesn't happen anymore because they just send you your bill in the mail. But going over the Bay Bridge specifically, I would just pay for the person directly behind me. And I thought that was just a nice thing. It'd be cool to be like, yo, the next 20 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Even though, now that I think about it, if I'm
the attendant.
If I'm the attendant, I would just be like,
yeah. Cool, thanks, man.
They wouldn't know. Yeah. I'm not kidding that.
Like,
but I'm also shady.
It's over here coming up.
Yeah.
There's $500. Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
$1.65.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, people really like tipping me every single day, honey. Whenever I come home, I'm just like, got loads of cash.
You know what? Okay, hold on. I gotta take a break. Real quick. Did I already do the show reset? I did. Okay.
You haven't done the read, though.
No, we'll get to the read. I want to get to something that's really been something that's really been grinding my gears is why does the toll go up when there's no toll workers? You just eliminated your workforce entirely.
Your labor rate's down completely.
Yeah.
And it's more expensive.
And it's more expensive. Did the bread? Did the bridge get more costly? Like, what happened? It's the same bridge.
I mean, if someone's coming out washing my windshield, you know, cleaning it real quick for sure. But
if
that's
I'm even
not
just
happening.
Handing someone cash giving me change, like, okay, I get it. But why are the rates still going up when there's no one out there? This state, I
California,
swear to God,
baby.
This state will rob you blind, man. It is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole thing, I'm going to go into a tangent, but I don't care. We're already here. We'll get to your news in 1 second, Derek. I apologize. But the way the state gouges you is insane. The fact that they wanted me to register my raft My raft. I forgot about my inflatable raft with its little putt-putt trolley motor. They wanted me to take that down to a DMV and give the state money each and every year to have a raft.
Yep, it's sad. And soon they're going to be, you're floating.
I think we should just start the government over here. I really do.
Well, yeah, we
can we just get a redo?
Bro, that would be the ultimate. Yes, this whole state sucks.
Yeah, I just got a text message from Gavin Newsom asking me for money.
For a donation.
Playboy, I'll take yours.
Come on.
You're doing way better than I am. Yeah. Like, maybe instead of asking me for money, stop taking so much of mine, and I could give you a little bit. But I wouldn't give it to him anyway. He looks like a evil villain. Anyway, moving on. the man who brought you breaking news of a man turning himself into a real-life border collie months before the news actually broke. We bring you the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, for this time of the news, we're going to, once again, the great state of Florida.
Let's go, baby.
America's penis. Where everything weird happens there, and it's all bad. Because now, this is not really my news, but I'm going to throw it in there because I've got to let you know. Leprosy is back.
What?
Cases of leprosy have been accounted for in Florida.
Damn.
That's biblical stuff.
Exactly. Ancient diseases are having a little uprising.
That's not good.
So don't touch anybody down there.
Don't ever touch everybody, especially now.
Leprosy is back, y'all.
One more thing.
Leprosy, y'all. That's a new way to get us out. I'll stay indoors for leprosy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No.
That's very contagious.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we shunned them away and put them into a cave. And said, no, never to be seen again. We could do that to Florida, actually.
The only problem
is they have just so many good beaches. Like, can we swap the state people in Florida and put them in, like, North Dakota? And then take the people in North Dakota and put them in Florida. So we have, like, North Dakota, Florida, and then Florida, North Dakota, and not, you never go there.
Well, so you're talking about, like, you take the craziness from Florida and put it in another state.
Exactly.
But take,
like, North Dakota, we can, like, almost attach it to Canada. Like, you pretty much attach North Dakota to
like
Canada.
Like, you guys can have it, but with these folks, though.
But I just want the coastline of Florida. I don't want to lose the state of Florida. I just want to lose the people in Florida.
I like that thought. Yeah,
Florida coastline is
crazy
gorgeous.
Over there, bro.
It's a state-for-state swap.
State-for-state swap. Just people.
People.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, I'm sorry. I bet you the people in, like, North Dakota are like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the sun. Like, it scares me. They're like vampires up there.
I actually have a buddy that lives up there.
It gets like -50 degrees up there.
Yeah, he told me last year when it was such a bad storm.
Colin?
Yeah, Colin. Yeah. His door handle was frozen shut. He couldn't.
Oh!
There's a lot of oil drilling that happens up there.
But correct.
-50 degrees it gets.
Yeah.
Damn. So count me out.
Mm-hmm. I'm out good. On that one.
I'm pretty sure if you put the people in Florida, they would instantly just die.
Yeah, like combust.
Yeah, it was just like frozen shut. Like nothing moving.
They'd be like, stay indoors. They'd be like, what? I'm not listening.
Yeah.
The reason why they moved to Florida was to get away from the cold. Not back in it. The coldest place possible. All right. So moving on from our good old Florida leprosy debate, we move on to an aquarium down there where there are two manatees by the name of Hugh and Buffett. Two brothers. Do you know this story right now? You probably did.
I think I do.
Because it's a good one.
I think I do.
Every once in a while, you just see one that, like, it has to be set out there on this airways. And this is one of them. Two brothers by the name of Hugh and Buffett. Where, unfortunately, Hugh unexpectedly died.
Oh.
They were living together for 27 years. 27 years together.
Tragedy.
Oh, what happened to Hugh? Well, Buffett happened to Hugh. A lot of times, apparently. Very unexpectedly and rough.
Was he drilling him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. No. Buffett had a thing for Hugh.
Dude.
Hugh did not have a thing for Buffett, though. And Buffett forced his way onto Hugh, and Hugh passed away from all the Buffett.
R.I.P.
Too much Buffett for Hugh.
That sucks.
So, unfortunately, too much intense sex is what they're saying, the aquarium is saying, is what killed.
Couldn't take it anymore.
So, killed Hugh. Yeah.
Damn.
Take me away. Wild, you know? Bro. It's like, that's how I want to go.
Animals.
Yeah.
Manatees are huge.
Right?
I got that visual in my head now.
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't think manatees were very fast. So do you think
they're pretty wide,
have a nice slow tempo?
I mean, do you wonder what does intense mean? That's what intense we're talking about. Define intense.
Yes.
Can you put a camera up next time and film this intense?
Talking about intensity.
Well, they can't because...
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Put a new one in there.
Hugh's dead.
Let's see what Buffett can do. Because was it just Hugh that he was into?
Buffett is a terrible name.
That is.
For
who named
a manatee. And Hugh.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Warren and then Buffett. Or...
Yeah.
Hugh and Mungus.
Stupid. This show is so dumb.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
It was funny.
Well, yeah, that's the news.
Oh, my God.
I do have one really fun story, but
let's
maybe.
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah. Well, let's bring your sister on.
Let's bring her on,
yeah, and then you can tell her story. Let's see if it works.
Yeah, because I came across this fun little subreddit area that I got lost in, and it upturned a very fun fun story.
Usually around this time of the show, we bring Aaron in, our foreign correspondent, to class up the show, but we're not quite ready to class it up. Aaron, are you with us?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so your brother's going to share a story, and then we'll get into all the things that you are covering. Yeah. All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so on my little... my quest today in search of news right now, I came across this fun little subreddit place it's got quite a little bit of a story, but it's got a fun twist at it. So it starts off with a man's dad dying, which is a classic start to any good tale, am I right? But this being getting as it was...
You're not wrong.
No, I'm not, right? Any funny story starts with death, I feel. You know, you got to start with the worst, and then you get to the good, right? So one day, this family is visiting their dead father's grave, and they're always taking flowers to his grave, and they felt bad that the gravestone next to them was never getting any flowers, and theirs was beginning a florist was dropping off a load every single week on this tombstone, while the one next to it getting no love whatsoever. So what did this guy that was along with him and his other family doing, what did he do? He just started to start dropping a little flowers on the gravestone next to them to give them a little love. He did that without realizing who the person was, just never saw any. He felt guilty. So he decided to do a little Google research into the person and who he was. Turns out, man killed his wife. Man killed his wife and kids. And then decided to take his own, proceeded to die, getting away from it. So there's a reason why. Reason why there are no flowers.
That's an empty... gravestone.
It should be an empty gravestone. And that being said, he did that for 2.5 years, dropping off flowers on this man's gravestone before he decided to realize what it was. Now, a man, being who he was, obviously this guy is kind of sounds a little weird that he's putting flowers on a gravestone he didn't even know, felt so guilty of his actions that he started taking flowers to the gravestone of the dead wife and children as well.
Spending a lot of money on flowers.
Yes, a lot of money.
Yeah, seriously.
And while he was doing so, ran into one of the women's aunts. Or I'm sorry, nieces. And he had to proceed to tell her this story. Very awkward story as to why are you dropping off flowers
at this
gravestone? I do not know you at all.
Yeah.
Turns out, now they're married. That couple.
Oh. No way!
My God.
So that is the story of how I met your mother right there, I want to say. Yes, that I thought was worthy of a fun little chuckle.
Excellent.
Nice twist.
So. Excellent work, sir.
Yeah.
I'm glad
sorry, Aaron, for taking your shine, but proceed.
Well, I could tee you up a little bit better than that, Aaron. All right, Aaron,
that's why I don't do that.
I'm taking Formula One because you've decided to apparently be this huge baseball fan and you've completely neglected my new favorite sport. So just FYI.
It's been so boring this year.
It's horrible. Yeah.
Verstappen is just crushing
it. Yeah, I'm over
Red Bull is just destroying everyone.
There's no parody in it.
It's like Man City versus the world. Man. It's like,
well, as someone who listen, I binge watched Drive to Survive right before the season started. I still think it's really interesting, as you have said, Red Bull is crushing it. They just broke the record last week by winning 12 in a row. They've now won 13 in a row. Max Verstappen has won 8 in a row. And this is the crazy part about Max is you kind of wonder, like, how good is he really as a driver, or is it just that Red Bull has figured out and they have the best cars? Well, Max started on P6 this week. Checo, Sergio Perez started on P2, and Max still won by 22 seconds. So this guy is, like,
stupid,
unbelievable. It's just, it's really impressive what he's doing.
It is rather, like I said, that's why it's just kind of tough to get into this season, because you already know the outcome of it. Max is, granted, the Red Bull car is still a far superior car at this point in time, and there is something off with Checo's car, it seems like.
I think it's on purpose, bro.
It might be, they were trying to eliminate having two guys fighting for it because Max is their king.
Yeah, of course.
Which is unfortunate. We can have our conspiracies, and, you know.
I think it's all fixed.
I kind of feel for it because Checo is our guy.
Oh, yeah.
But seeing what Max is doing right now, it is otherworldly, and just how quick he truly is. And just, it's just, he's winning by 30 seconds every single time, it seems like.
With ease.
He's asking to take, he was in that race, he was asking to take a pit stop just to give the team practice. He's like, hey, we got some time.
Like, the main race.
Yeah, he's like, you're like, I can push it.
Win fastest lap, Derek.
Yeah, last week or
exactly.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, but either way, he was like, I can push it to give it, so we can get an extra pit stop in. Yeah. Maybe get the fastest lap and give the team a little extra pit stop practice.
Oh,
I'm just
man,
saying, like, that's just stupid.
It's wild, bro. That
in the
never
middle
happens.
Of a race, like, hey, let's just, you know, S's and giggles.
Yeah, he was so far ahead, he could pit stop on the last lap to still try and get fastest lap, and it was going to be fine.
Yeah.
He's far and away.
They're gassing that thing up with Red Bull, with rocket fuels in there, man. That thing is just taking off.
I mean, we are heading into the summer break right now, so this is going to be time for, you're going to see Mercedes everyone try to do as much as they can to the car to try to get it somewhere near close to what Red Bull has done. But Red Bull has found something that is just making this car lightning quick versus everything else is lightning quick.
Yeah, Red Bull. It gives you wings.
Aaron, you also wanted to talk a little UFC 291, which was, what a card, man. What a card. Some of the fights that night, just insane. So wherever you want to go with it, and we'll follow.
Yeah, UFC 291 was here in the Delta Center in Salt Lake City. Fight of the night, obviously, was Justin Gaethje versus Dustin Poirier. This was a rematch from April of 2018 when Gaethje lost to Poirier by TKO. And I think this fight, again, did not disappoint.
Yep.
Gaethje delivered a head kick to Poirier, who was attempting to block it and still got knocked out, like, onto his back. I mean, he just went, just fell over. It was pretty crazy to watch. He ate another punch from Gaethje, but that was it. That head kick at the 1 minute mark in round two just really ended it. And this was a big fight because this was the second ever fight for the BMF title, or what do they call it, BMF championship.
Yeah.
It was fun that Dana White brought it back.
Yeah.
I think no two better fighters deserve it. So good for Dana White. That guy knows how to market.
I mean, he is, say what you want about him, he is a brilliant businessman, and yeah, he does know how to market very, very well. That Derek Lewis fight, he finished him in 30 seconds. Yeah. I was not ready for that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then I think the other big fight was Alex Pajeda versus Dan Blachowicz. Pajeda won by split decision. This was a tough one, and I think the biggest ramifications is, you know, this was for the chance at the light heavyweight title, which has been vacated by Jamal Hill. So I don't know. It's because it was so close, they might have to fight again to see who's going to go for that light heavyweight title.
Mm.
It's up in the air.
That'd be crazy. You got anything you're looking forward to next week for us?
Well, you know, the women are playing soccer currently.
That's
they
right.
tied with the Netherlands, much to Derek's non-optimism.
They played terribly in that game.
They did.
They did. We watched that game.
They
too.
Did, yeah.
They were playing terribly in that game.
Well, why didn't they substitute? The coach didn't substitute.
One.
They did
he
one.
Made one sub.
And they're allowed five.
Five, yeah.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to make the sub. That's not something. Just like the team is still not looking. It's unfortunate that this is the game. They have to end with Portugal. I kind of wish it was flip-flop. Like, they started with the Netherlands, kind of got that one out the way, because they are just a sluggish team right now. They just don't feel like they're in form to really have to take on the proper run, because there are teams out there that are ripe and looking for this title. And the U.S., I feel like, just thinks that everyone's going to fold over for them. But they were lucky to get that draw in that game. Yeah. I would just say, because they were not playing well at all.
Tonight they need a draw to advance, don't they?
Draw to advance against the Portugal team that they should, yeah. they should beat. They yeah. should beat them.
They should, yeah.
But again, they should have beaten that Vietnam team 8-0.
Yeah,
the spread was 6.5.
It should have been 6-0 at halftime.
Yeah, easily.
So that was, again, disappointing showing by them. They're just not quite there.
I love that we have Erin on, and she reminds us that we don't talk Women's World Cup. We haven't talked Women's World Cup yet. And then we just totally dominate the conversation and mansplain soccer to her.
Take it, Erin.
Okay. I still believe.
Well, see, I don't share Erin's optimism, though. So that's
who'd you pick? You picked England to win it all?
I think England, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him at plus 900, I think.
That's some good value right there.
So that is good value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so Women's World Cup. Erin.
It's tonight at, what, 12:30?
Yeah, I believe.
I think it's, yeah.
At midnight, yeah, Pacific.
Time,
unfortunately,
yeah.
Being in Australia, New Zealand is not helping out.
Really,
it's
convenient.
Very inconvenient
yeah.
for us.
It's
right
the
now.
Same thing as Christmas time this last year.
You know? I mean, not really. I woke up in the morning and I could got football from like 10 o'clock until 2. Like my, you know, it wasn't at yeah. late at night.
No, he's right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Right. Yeah, my bad.
Great for our schedule.
Yeah, I was all for it, man.
The Women's World Cup, not conducive for a working man or woman.
Well, my late night schedules, that's like, you know, my working evenings helped me out perfect. It was perfect for me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, like, I could, like, you know, you wound down with it. I started my day with it.
There you go. All right, Erin, excellent as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys. Make sure you get to Rudy's picks, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go there right now.
Thanks,
thank you.
Girl. Appreciate you. See? See, Erin cares, dude.
She
not
does
like
care.
You guys.
She does care.
She hangs up.
You can't make that up.
Oh, my God. With the dial tone, that was perfect.
Oh, my God. A good old dial tone will let you know. You
that's
have been
like slamming a flip phone, you know? Like,
That is brilliant.
End conversation. Now.
You're dead to me. Boom.
I wish you could bring back landlines.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They still have them.
I know they do. Well, but, like, no one does.
When's the last time?
You have a landline?
Not at my house. At work.
That doesn't count.
Yeah,
that's a landline.
There's a landline here. I don't, landline. Exactly. I'm just simply saying.
When's the last house you've been to that has a landline?
My mom's.
Your mom has one?
Yeah.
It's been the same number for the last 25 years, huh?
Or whatever, whenever she moved in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I can still remember our home landline.
Yeah, same. So, I remember.
Too. I remember also like my best friend's home landline.
Me too. I know.
Me too.
Most of them.
Most, yeah. I was looking at him like,
you had to.
Only had to
you had no other choice, man.
No.
Yeah, you had to remember.
I barely remember mine.
That's a good
point. What's my number again? Oh, wait, hold on. Text me real quick.
All right. Ready? Let's do it.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
What's that?
What makes more money, us chanting or not?
Me doing these picks right now is going to make it, yeah.
That's gonna make
all right, money. Let's make that money.
The money.
Last week was last week. The week before was the week before. You guys already heard my spiel. It's Monday. It's new money. And I'm going to stick to my roots, which is golf, goddammit. No more betting baseball. I am down right now. I'm going to go 0-3 for the day in baseball. Thank you, Atlanta. Thank you, Cubs. Thank you, Houston Astros. It doesn't matter. It's all good. We got the Winham Championship this weekend, and the PGA playoffs are coming up soon. So a lot of players need to get those points to make it to the top 70. So I got three golfers that should be in contention on Sunday. I got Auberg at plus 3,500. Keith Mitchell, who slayed at plus 4,000. Batia, who had his first win a few weeks ago at plus 6,600, baby. And Batia is a Stanford graduate, and he slayed a couple weeks ago.
I haven't heard a single one of those guys.
I know.
Wow.
Good.
All right.
Well, this is a... This isn't a major card. It's not one of those tournaments that everyone has to play in.
Gotcha.
So, for example, Matsuyama is the favorite at plus 1,800.
Matsuyama
is. So, yep, those are my picks. And let's turn this ship around, eh?
Let's do that.
I don't want to pay my bookie again.
Rising tide lifts all ships, baby.
Let's go get this money. Let's go.
Be that rising tide.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I don't want to shortchange our friends at Friends of the Arts, your local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter to stay in that's what I'm trying to say. If you'd like to stay in the know or have your events listed, visit friendsof.art. All right, shouts to y'all. Thank you. Again, most importantly, shouts to you, our listener. Appreciate y'all dealing with our nonsense. I guess this would be a good time to talk about this Jonathan Taylor, Jim Irsay situation. So correct me if I'm wrong and fill in the blanks if you guys can. Jonathan Taylor met with Jim Irsay recently and has since requested a trade. Jim Irsay said, not only are we not trading you, or we're not trading you, we're not paying you. And he is also listed on their inactive list.
Yes.
Potentially going to be put on their injury list.
Potentially, but then he came out yesterday saying he never claimed that he had back issues or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to put him on a non-football injury list, which would
have... Because then they don't have to pay him.
You don't have to pay him for
that's
that.
That's right. Thank you.
But so they're saying that he had a back injury that had nothing to do with outside of the football facility, so therefore they could put him on that list. We don't have to pay him. So Jonathan Taylor trying to request that trade. Jim Irsay coming out saying... no one cares about you, me, or anything. This is the NFL.
The NFL rolls on.
So it's like, know your place.
Move on without you if you don't play for us.
Well, it's not just that. You are not one to move the needle here.
Yes.
Which pretty much was saying. He was like, yo, you're nothing here. I'm nothing here. This is the NFL. You can't move the needle. Can't demand anything, essentially. I think it's trying to go for. Mm-hmm. So he's like, no, you're going to be here with us. And if you're not, then you're going to stuck here. You're just kind of now being spiteful in terms of that. Now Jonathan Taylor has come out and said that he never hurt his back, never seen anything about a back
never
being
reported
hurt.
Anything to anyone.
Yeah, so, I mean, now it's just trying to...
It's a fishy situation, and it sucks for all these running backs because they're not getting paid at all. They deserve more money. The longer contracts, no, but they should get, 2-3-year deals because that's, the running back is...
Give him a three-year stretch.
Yeah, especially at their age because he's still young. But once you hit that, 27, 28-year mark, numbers start to go down. But the funny part about the Colts situation is that their backup running back just broke his arm, and he's out for the season.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they're really in a big pickle now in the running back situation.
Yeah, and Jonathan Taylor is one of the premier backs in the league. So
100%.
I don't know. It's just very... It's for a man who's rolling around with thousands of dollars in cash to hand out as tips to not want to pay your employees,
What's that? He's
a wild one, too, man.
I think it just wasn't on him. He's like, he's not going to let him demand what he wants.
No,
I think it's more just like paying the guy. I think it's more of a pride situation.
Yeah, and he still has one. I'm pretty sure he still has 1 year left on his contract, right? So
two, I think, actually.
Yeah.
One or two.
So he doesn't have that much leverage against the Colts, but we'll see. He's just taking the Josh Jacobs route. Like, he completely left Vegas. He's not even around.
Right, he's not even there.
Yeah, he went back home. He's chilling at home, doing whatever he wants, and that's another situation.
Yeah, what happens if everyone just stops playing running back? Everyone's just like,
they'll find someone.
Yeah, Canadian League, the XFL, there's players.
I mean, underpaid for what you do, but certainly well compensated compared to us mere mortals.
Average, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, I'm not like crying tears for Saquon getting $11 million.
Right, right.
I mean, let me hold one. You know? So, I mean, I feel you. Get paid. I mean, get as much as you can. And, yeah, they're getting undervalued, especially people like him, who's like, what, 60% of our offense last year? You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
He murdered it last year.
Guys, if they're going to get utilized that much, that are your offense because the rest of your team is trash, you know what I mean, then pay the man, you know? Be fair with it. But, yeah, I'm not, like, going home, like, worried about him, what he's going to have for dinner at night.
Right. Yeah, I don't think any of us are crying for rich athletes.
No, not at all. No. Not at all.
Fantastic. 38 days away, boys.
38 days.
38 days. I cannot wait. All right, that's going to do it for us. We made it. We got to the end. That's always the goal when we start the show is to get to the end of it, and we did.
Yeah.
So,
all right, guys.
Mission accomplished, baby. You're welcome, listener.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, the show.
Here it is.
Where is it? There it is.
Hi, I'm Harry Shearer with Le Show, an hour-long romp through the world's
news.
That's
not what we'll explore you're supposed
media,
to listen
politics,
to.
Sports, and show business.
All right, there it's not.
We're having laughs.